Happy Monday, morena to you. How was your weekend? I hope you're feeling good about the week. I'm feeling good about my week. I've got lots of variety in my week, and I do love variety. Fuck, I get bored so easily, and I've got lots of variety. I've got some mentoring sessions, which I bloody love, like just, you know, riding shotgun in someone else's life or business. I reckon it's such a gift, and I love it. I love that one-on-one kind of intense, fucking let's work out what the block is, let's push through that. Love that. That's one of the highlights of my week when I get to do that. I'm also being interviewed for a Spark Summit that I'm doing, and that's a catalyst conversation. So having a conversation with Angela, and yes, I'm doing that, conversation about energy. That's going to be fun. Always one of my favourite topics. Love that. Then I've got lots of planning to do because on Tuesday it is Melbourne Cup Day, and I am emceeing a big fundraiser for the a rescue helicopter trust in Palmerston North. So there's going to be a whole lot of people there, you know, just doing all the whole, doing Melbourne Cup stuff. They'll be dressed up, there'll be fashion, there'll be champagne, there'll be auctions, there'll be, you know, shit you can win, shit you can buy, just a fun day out. So that'll be fun because everyone's dressed up and, you know, up and about, and all there because they are literally, we're going to suck $100,000 out of the room and give that money to a rescue helicopter. Like, how good's that? Because all of us don't really know when we're going to need a rescue helicopter. So anyway, that's a big day. It's like a bloody 5-hour gig, so it's massive. And I've got lots of shit to organise, and, you know, me and timing, I've got to keep everyone on time. I'm actually, because I'm very time blind and I'm not good at timing at all. But when I MC, I get quite serious about it because it's literally my job. And so anyway, there'll be a lot of ducks to get in order. Oh dear, you can't start Monday tired, Lisa, for God's sake. That was just a bit of oxygen. You know, there's no point buying into being tired. I'm not tired. My blood just needed some oxygen then. So that's why I did a yawn. So yeah, Tuesday, I'll be bloody yawning after that, I can tell you. And then I've got a slow morning Wednesday, which is good self-care and a little bit of relaxation. And then I'm off to my bloody personal trainer again. Oh my God. So that's a lot, isn't it? I've been doing a lot of box jumping. That's my latest thing. So box jumping, I'll be jumping all around. And then I've got lots of prep to do on Wednesday because in my journal, Thursday I've got to go to Auckland, and I'm going up there and I'm having dinner with a friend, which is heaven, and I've got a dentist appointment. Long story, got a very cool dentist, so I go there to a dentist appointment in Auckland. And then I've got a big day at a yacht club delivering for a finance company, a big workshop. Like, how good's that? So I'm going to go from pissed Melbourne Cup people to finance people. Like, that's what I love about my life, is the contrast. And I love that every day is different and there's so much variety. And, you know, I've made, so Melbourne Cup, bit of fashion in the field. So I thought, what can I do? So, and because it's a helicopter fundraiser, I've made a fascinator out of helicopters. I'm going to have helicopters flying above my head, because why not? Like, that just makes my day. Like, I'm like, okay, how can I make this the most fun possible? What will I wear? What will I feel good in? How can I add in something? So, you know, that's quite fun. I was always that bitch. I quite like a theme. So that's going to be quite fun. And you know, my quote, when I opened up my planner, I was sitting with my planner last night, and the quote in here is a roomy one that says, live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. Right? Live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. That is very cool, don't you reckon? Like, why would you not live life as if everything is rigged in your favor? And the reason we don't is because we're all so full of doubt. Like, we're just riddled with doubt. And doubt is actually a really old word that comes from a Latin word, dubious. There's a word that was before dubious, but when you're dubious, you know, you are hesitating because of doubt, because you're dubious, you're uncertain. And, you know, we spend so much of our lives being uncertain instead of having faith that, oh, it'll be all right, you know? Doubt's really boring. I read a book years and years ago by Anne Hartley. She was a life coach back in the 90s, and she had a whole paragraph on allow no doubt and how doubt just gets in the way, right? And we're way more capable, way more strong, and things generally go more in our favor than don't, but we focus on what doesn't go well, and then we blow that up and rave on about it, so then it looks like it's a lot, but actually it's not. And I think we should have less doubt. No doubt. What are you doubting at the moment? What are you doubting? What are you thinking? No, that probably won't work. No, that probably won't work. Every cell in your body is listening when you say shit like that. And, you know, the universe is listening. So when you go, oh, well, I really want to do this for Christmas, but, you know, I probably won't be able to, and they probably won't come, and I probably won't be able to get what I want. It's like, well, fuck, of course the universe is going, no, she isn't expecting it, so don't deliver. You know, that's how it works, I reckon. So I love the idea that the world is listening. So your words are so important. And I really like, there's a really famous quote, and forgive me because I can't remember who said it, but it's about the fact that it's not who you think you are that's holding you back, it's who you think you're not. And so whatever you identify as not being, like if you identify as, oh, I'm not clever enough, or oh, I don't have enough energy, or I'm not organized enough, or I'm not popular enough to pull that off, or I'm not whatever, then you're right. Whatever you think, you're right. Just love that. I often do that, little side chats to myself. I hear myself having a thought and I think, the fuck are you thinking that for, Lisa? Like, come on. And, you know, I have to keep my head in the game. And I'm really aware of this, and I've done lots and lots and lots of hours and hours and years of work on thinking and belief work and rewiring belief and reframing. And it still happens to me all the time. My head just runs off down a side alley where there's a little bit of doubt where it can just hang out for a minute. And I have to say, no, no, head, back you come. We're not having any doubt. Let's just carry on as if. And, you know, people say, oh, what if it doesn't work? I'm like, fuck, what if it does? What if it does? What if it does? So I have an expectation, and expectation's a whole nother topic. But this week in my blog, I'm writing about doubt because I think doubt kills so much. And we waste so much time talking about things, why they won't work, thinking about why they won't work. So much time is spent being dubious. I don't think we should be. So I think this week, don't be dubious. Just fucking expect everything to go brilliantly well. Just go, right, well, this is my week. I'm God's favourite. Off I go and think about all the cool things that might happen. You know, I love the idea that the coolest thing that's ever happened to you may not have happened yet. That's a very cool thought. And it's cool to think, because especially when you get older, you start to think, oh, well, life's a bit shit and probably won't have any fun because I'm old now. And, you know, and people go, oh, well, it's really hard getting, I'm like, oh, shut up. It's so boring. That is so boring. Why would I start limiting my life? You know, why would I do that when I probably got, I think I've got at least another 40 years on the planet, if not 50. 50 more years of me. Fucking hell, look out. Imagine the things I could do as long as I don't let doubt come in and fuck things up. So I hope your week has a lot of variety. Find some variety. If you look at your planner, if you haven't ordered next year's, get on it, because you can still choose. We've still got both types available. There's a bright, beautiful, bold geometric one, and there's a sort of a posh black leather look kind of one. And you can decide, but soon one of them will fizzle out and then you won't have a choice. So get busy. Book your planner, get that. They're coming. They're nearly here. I'm very excited. They're going to be out in the next couple of weeks and we'll be sending them all to you. They're very good gifts because anyone who whinges about not having their shit together, just fucking buy them a planner and whack them over the head with it. And there you go. Boom. Right? They're great gifts for work. I've had lots of businesses buy them for their teams because getting your act together and having, and then they can have regular planning meetings because everyone's got a planner. So that solves the Christmas gift / theme for next year, productivity. Let's go. You know, I love that. That's it. We've got to be productive because if you're not productive, fuck all gets done and that's a waste of a year and you've only got so many heartbeats. So we've just got to get through the doubt into what can you be certain about? I can be certain that I'm going to have an awesome week because I decided. There you go. I'm going to have an awesome week with a helicopter on my head. What are you going to put on your head? There you go. Think about that. Think about that. Maybe you're a gambler. Maybe you're going to win lots of money. Maybe you don't believe in the Melbourne Cup. We've had lots of discussions about that. You know, let's not go there. I won't go there. Right. Horses, no horses, helicopter, no helicopter, whatever you want. Just have no doubt and get on with having an amazing week. I'll see you soon. Bye.